Welcome to another gripping installment in our series on broadcasting using the Shoutcast technology. Over the last couple of programs, we have demonstrated how to configure the Shoutcast plugin and how to do some basic streaming of MP3 files to the world, and also how to get your voice on the air. But what we've done so far is fairly basic in the sense that it doesn't allow you to do any talking over tracks to get that really professional feel that you would if you were perhaps on a radio station. Well, we're going to cover those sorts of things today. And before we do, a bit about what you will need to make this happen. You will need either two sound cards in your PC or a sound card in your PC and a separate hardware speech synthesizer. A multi-channel sound card isn't sufficient. You're going to need two separate devices. It is actually fairly easy to get two sound cards in a PC these days, particularly with Windows XP, which seems to have a lot more tolerance over interrupts than earlier versions of Windows did. And I've been running two sound cards ever since I've had XP, and indeed I did run it successfully under Windows 98 Second Edition. So it can be done. Sometimes it's a hassle to try and assign the right program to the right sound card, because screen readers generally don't allow you to specify what sound card the synthesizer should use, and some other software packages don't either, so that can be a bit of a hassle that you have to reckon with. In fact, the Winamp Shoutcast plugin doesn't allow you to specify a sound card. You have to use the default sound card that you set up in your control panel of Windows. The first method we're going to do is slightly easier because it only involves one copy of Winamp running and you are using the advanced controls of the Shoutcast plugin. It does have disadvantages, and I'll talk a little bit about what those disadvantages are when we come to showing you the second method, which is a little more complex but far more effective. So I'm going to start Winamp now.
Winamp 2.81.
There you go, I have a hotkey because I use Winamp all the time. So we're in Winamp 2.81. And we have the Audio Stalker Plus Shoutcast plugin mixer selected that allows us, as you recall, to get dynamic compression so that the sound sounds a little bit more punchier and that the soft sounds aren't too soft. It basically means that you and your users don't have to keep adjusting the volume for softer sounds, because that will be taken care of for you. We want to do a little bit of configuring now before we reconnect to the world, though, because we're going to start looking at the Winamp Shoutcast plugin's advanced controls. So to turn those on, we're going to go into the preferences by pressing Control with P.
Winamp Preferences Dialog. 313 View. DSP/Effect. Audio Stalker Plus Shoutcast DSP Shoutmixer.dll.
That's exactly what we want. We're in the DSP plugin section of the Winamp preferences, and the Audio Stalker Plus Shoutcast plugin is selected. So what we need to do now is configure those plugins. So we'll press the tab key until we get to the configure button. That should involve three presses from here. One, two, three.
Combo box. Shoutcast distributed network audio source.
See, it involves four. What did I tell you?
Configure button.
There we go. Four presses. Or we could have just pressed Alt-C to get to the configure button.
Audio Stalker 0.08 by the config dialog.
Now we're into the configuration for the Audio Stalker part of this, and we don't want to change any of the settings here, so we can just press Enter, which will take us on to configuring the Shoutcast part of this.
Configure Shoutcast plugin dialog. OK button.
Now let's move forward.
Cancel button. Enable low-pass filtering recommended. Checkbox checked.
One would generally leave that checked at all times.
Enable advanced recording mode. Checkbox not checked.
Now that's not checked at present. Because it's not checked, it means that the MP3 file is sent without the use of your sound card. One of the things that we haven't actually covered that I should just mention here is that there is a small plugin called the Null Output plugin, and you can actually set this as your output plugin. I think we have it for download on the FTP site in the broadcasting tools section at ftp.acbradio.org. And when you've got the Null Output plugin selected, no sound comes through your sound card, and that means that you can send MP3 files to your listeners. You won't be able to Well, you will be able to talk, actually. You could still use the line recording plugin, but you'd have to be careful because you wouldn't necessarily know through listening when the song was finished. You'd have to use your title bar to verify that. But the advantage of this is that you can use your sound card for speech and just getting on with stuff while you're streaming your favorite music to friends. And you can do that by setting the Null Output plugin as your output plugin and having the Advanced Controls checkbox unchecked in here so that your sound card is not involved at all. Now, when we check the Advanced Controls checkbox, which we're going to do in just a second, what that is effectively telling this plugin is that you are to be able to broadcast what's coming through the recording controls of your sound card. So it's kind of like the Line recording plugin, except that it doesn't take up any of your resources in Winamp, so you can still play other files, and that's the big difference. So let's check that.
Check.
Now we have the Advanced Controls checked.
Microphone radio button checked.
Now, these radio buttons are saying, well, when you push the push to talk button, what do you want us to wind up? And it can be either the microphone or line in. If you're using a mixer and you have the mixer connected to the line in of your sound card, then you will want to change this radio button to line in. But in fact, we're not going to operate it that way using the push to talk button because it can be a bit difficult. So we'll just leave it as is and we'll talk about that a bit later.
Save broadcast to files in checkbox check.
That's fine. We're set up to save them into C:\temp, you will remember, so we can check how we're going.
C:\temp button. OK button.
And that's all. So we'll press space on the OK button. We're back in the preferences. We'll hit escape to get out of the preferences. So now we're ready to go. We've turned the advanced controls on. As I said, whatever's going to be relayed through the recording control of your sound card is now going to be broadcast. So it's really important before we proceed that firstly you are familiar with how the Windows Volume Control applet works, and secondly that you ensure that the Windows Volume Control applet is set up correctly. We have covered in a previous tutorial on Main Menu using the Windows Volume Control, and if you're not familiar with it, then you may want to go back into the archives, do a search on Volume Control. You'll be able to find that program and take a listen, because it's critical to getting this right. Let's go into the Volume Control. I use this quite a bit, so I have Control-Alt-V assigned to this for Volume Control.
Volume control dialogue. Volume control balance volume. Left right slider. 50%.
Now we're in the playback controls, because when you open the volume control, you're in playback by default. My default sound card, and I have two in here, I have the Sound Blaster Audigy and I have the Turtle Beach Montego, and the Turtle Beach is my default sound card, and so that's what the Winamp Shoutcast plugin is going to use. It's therefore important that I check that whatever I have going in my playback controls is going to be broadcast through the recording controls. Now, this option is called different things depending on the type of sound card you have. In the Sound Blaster cards, it's most typically called what you hear. And you may find that what you hear is not selected by default as one of the options that's presented to you when you look at the recording controls. So it is important that you verify that the particular option you're looking for is going to be available to you. To demonstrate, and in the case of the Turtle Beach and a number of other cards, it's called the Stereo Mixer option. I'm now going to press Alt-P to get into the Options menu of the Windows Volume Control.
Properties.
R.
And properties is what we want, so we'll press enter.
Properties dialog. Mixer device combo box. Oreo audio.
That's the one. That's the one for the Turtle Beach, so we'll press tab.
Playback radio button checked.
Now, it's asking what do we want to adjust volume for. It's currently set to playback, which is not what we want to check, so we'll down arrow to get to the record radio button.
Recording radio button checked.
Alt-R.
And now we'll press the tab key.
Phone checkbox not checked.
Now, microphone here we have the, I'm up and down arrowing through the list of items that will be shown in the recording control.
Line in checkbox check, CD-ROM checkbox check, video checkbox check, auxiliary checkbox check, stereo mixer input checkbox check.
Alright, so that is checked. Stereo mixer input is checked for display. So now I'll press enter.
Recording control dialog.
And you'll notice that the title bar has changed. It's recording control now as opposed to volume control, so that indicates we're in the right place. We want to make sure that stereo mixer is selected. By doing this, it ensures that when we broadcast with the advanced controls turned on, whatever I select in my playback controls of the volume control will be broadcast. So let's back tab. I think that's the quickest way.
Select check mono mixer. Select stereo mixer input volume of down slider. 80%.
And
select checkbox checked.
It's already selected, so that's fine. That's what we want. You will need to do a bit of familiarization with your particular sound card, because it could be called different things depending on the sound card that you have. And, unfortunately, not all sound cards have this kind of option, so best of luck. So that's fine. That's all selected and ready to go. So we can go back to the playback control now. Without P for options.
Properties.
Enter for properties.
Recording rate. Playback.
And volume. Up arrow to playback on the radio buttons, and now we're back into the volume control. We are about to connect now and begin this broadcast. What most sighted people would do is have a look at the shoutcast window, have it positioned on the screen, and there's a button called push to talk. There's one that you hold down, and there's one that you can click on and it locks the microphone. What that does is it brings the microphone up in playback controls, and it can also slightly fade down the music by turning down slightly the wave output volume in your playback control. The disadvantage for blind people is that it's actually quite difficult to get to that window and do what you want to do, then get back to your Winamp window to hit the buttons to go to the next track or stop the music so you can talk or whatever. So in a practical sense, the easiest way to cope with it is to keep the volume control window open and simply mute and unmute the microphone in playback controls as required. There are also utilities that you can get which allow you to use keyboard commands to unmute volume control options without having to give the volume control focus. I don't use any of these myself because they've come out since I've had access to a mixer, which is how I broadcast, but they are out there, and no doubt someone will post to one of the ACB radio lists, probably the friends list, I'm sure, with comments about where to get these. But in the meantime, in the absence of such utilities, you can just give focus to the volume control, unmute the microphone checkbox, and away you go. When you finish talking, you can mute the microphone checkbox again, and that's reasonably effective. So let's give that a go. We'll just minimize all of this and go
select
to the system tray.
Synchronize shoutcast source.
Here's the shoutcast source, and we'll double left click on that.
Shoutcast source.
And we'll back tab a little bit.
Check mic log auto connect button.
There's the connect button. I'll press space on that, and you will see
auto rec disconnect button.
That it's now changed to a disconnect button, which is our sign that we are connected. I can close this window with Alt F4. To get back into Winamp.
Winamp 2.8.
And we'll just play some music here.
Open,
we'll see
not,
if we can find some.
Space.
Oh, that's Justin's space. File, which we've already heard. Let's get into our music collection here. Go into the 1980s and, how about some Madonna?
Madonna like a virgin.
That'll do. Here we go.
Audio.
All right. We are now playing. And I also have the crossfade plugin selected. This is the SQR crossfader plugin, because that means that now that whatever's being played through the sound card is being broadcast, the crossfading will have an effect on what the listener hears. They will get those cool crossfades between tracks, which makes everything sound so professional. Now, all I need to do to talk over this track, remembering that it's the playback control that affects all this now, that we have the what you hear type option selected. We'll just alt-tab into the volume control window.
Volume control.
And we first of all have to give focus to the microphone.
Volume, mute, waves, mute, microphone, volume, mute, checkbox, check.
And the volume control will remember that, so if you don't fiddle with it, you can alt-tab and find that focus is always in the microphone checkbox. Now, I just unmute the checkbox for the microphone.
Nice check.
And this is Jonathan Mosen saying, hello! Hello, world! This is Madonna from My Misspent Youth. When did this come out? About 1984? Early 1985, maybe? And now I've finished talking, so I'll mute the checkbox.
Check.
And we're off the air. And that's how you do it. Now, what's even easier is if you have a microphone headset that has a switch on it, then you can leave the microphone unmuted, make sure that the level's about right, and just switch the microphone switch on and off as needed. That's the ideal situation if you're using this setup. If you have access to a mixer, then the best way to do it is to have your second sound card that you use for speech, or your hardware speech synthesizer, coming through your mixer on cue, and that way you can just use your main PC sound card plugged into the mixer plus the microphone and make sure that you're recording from line in. In fact, yes, that is the easiest way to do it if you have a mixer. But I'm sure if you have a mixer, you've probably worked all that out. So, we'll just talk again.
I've checked.
We are signing off from this chest transmission. I just unmuted the microphone, and I'm talking away. And my microphone, Neville, by the way,
volume up down slider, 46%
is set to 46%. And you would probably want to, if before you inflicted yourself on the masses, you probably want to listen to yourself by playing back the stream that you saved, and making sure that the balance between you and the microphone is about right, that you're not distorting, that the music isn't drowning you out when you talk. Well, we'll mute this again.
Checked.
And we'll leave it at that. I'll just stop that, and we'll close WinAmp, which will also effectively disconnect us from the stream. So that's how it's done. Now, you might say, wow, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with it is that the compression that you are broadcasting is being picked up because it's coming through your sound card. So when you play that Madonna song and you've got audio stalker going, it sounds really nice and punchy, and because the advanced control is relaying that from your wave device, which is selected in playback, and your what you hear, your stereo mixer is selected in recording control, the listeners will hear that compression. But the microphone, when you talk, isn't being affected by audio stalker at all. It is when you use the line recording plugin, because then it's all being processed appropriately in the right order. But it isn't when you're using this method. The result of that is that it's very difficult to keep your levels right. The microphone can sound either too thin or too loud and distorting, and you can have real balance problems between you and the music. If you could get compression in there, then you could have the microphone just a fraction louder than the music, and you would find that the compression would take care of it. It would make the whole thing sound much stronger, more powerful. It would take care of the levels for you. And by virtue of it being slightly louder, you would drive the compression volume down, and that would turn the music down a little bit. So the big question is, how do we get both the music and the microphone to be affected by a compressor like the Audio Stalker software compressor that we're running? And the answer to that great mystery of life is two instances of Winamp. Yep, you've got to run two copies of it. Now, you can use the allow multiple instances feature, and I haven't quite got to grips with this, but it seems that in newer versions of Winamp, even if you've got a copy of Winamp in a completely separate directory, you do have to have the allow multiple instances of Winamp option checked. And so you need to go into the preferences and do that. Check the checkbox that says allow multiple instances of Winamp. What I personally like to do is have two completely separate copies of Winamp in two completely separate folders. One configured for broadcasting, one configured for playing the music. Think of it, if you like, as one being your transmitter and one being your broadcast studio. Now, the copy that we've been playing with is our transmitter because it's already got the Shoutcast plug and everything configured. So let's do what we need to do to make this work. Copy number one, which I have assigned to Control-Alt-3 because it's my main copy of Winamp. This is my transmitter copy. I'll bring that back up. And we need to make some changes to the Shoutcast plugin. Specifically, let's go in here.
Audio Stalker plus Shoutcast configure button.
Let's go and configure it. We'll leave Audio Stalker as it is, so we'll press Enter to bypass the Audio Stalker options.
Configure Shoutcast plugin dialog.
And let's go back
to microphone radio. Enable advanced recording mode checkbox check.
Enable advanced recording mode. We've been working with that, and it's been checked, but now we want to uncheck it.
Not checked.
Right, and we'll press enter to exit the plugin.
Winamp 2.81.
So we're back to where we used to be. We've got the advanced recording mode unchecked. Now we want to turn the line recording plugin on. You'll remember from past editions of the Scintillating series that to do that we open location as if we were going to a web stream with Control L.
Open location dialog. Enter an internet location to open here, for example, http://www.server.com/file.mp3. Enter an internet location.
Okay, and we'll type linerec, linerec, :// enter.
Winamp 2.81.
And if we read the title bar.
1. Line recording Winamp.
It says line recording. That's fine. Now, in this instance, again, you would want to make sure that your what you hear option or your stereo mixer, whatever it's called for your particular sound card, is checked just like you had it for the advanced controls. Now we're going to minimize this copy of Winamp.
Desktop.
And open a second copy. I have this assigned to Control-Alt-A for ACB radio. It's in a completely separate directory. One is, the main one, is in C:\Program Files\Winamp. The other one is in C:\Program Files\Winamp2. And we just, there we go. I haven't bothered upgrading the second instance to 2.81 yet. And now, we're going to play some music in here. It can be a bit sluggish.
Stage.
This line recording plugin has
with
some
view.
Strange effects, the stereo one, which never came out of beta. So you may find that things behave a bit slower and that you need a reasonably fast processor. Let's go into the 70s this time. And what should we do? Oh, no, not that one. Oh, that'll do. Let's do Led Zeppelin. There we go. So now, we're playing Led Zeppelin. Well, look at that. Now, before we go any further, though, we have turned the line recording plugin on, but we haven't connected our server yet.
Desktop.
So let's go into the system tray.
Select Synchronize. Choose Cast Source.
And there's the Shoutcast Source plugin that's coming from our first instance of Winamp. So just to reiterate, keep in mind that... No, I haven't got focus on that
desktop.
Yet. Keep in mind that the first copy of Winamp... all it does is run the Shoutcast plugin, and it runs the line recording input plugin. That's all it does. It's transmitting. Your second copy of Winamp is the one that would run the crossfader plugin. It's the one that you put your playlist into. It's the one that does the actual studio work, as it were. And once you've started the Shoutcast plugin and you've started the line recording plugin, you can forget about the second the first instance of Winamp until you're ready to close down.
Auto rec connect button.
And there's the connect button. So now,
it's
changed to a disconnect button. So we'll close down that window. We'll minimize it all.
Desktop one. Led Zeppelin there.
Led Zeppelin. There we go. This is the studio copy of Winamp, as it were. So let's hit X. And we're playing that now, so we'll just Alt-Tab into the volume control and unmute the microphone.
Not checked.
Now, if you were to hear this broadcast back, you would hear that the microphone is now being affected by the compressor. And that when I stop talking, the compressor will wind up this music, because this is a soft intro, and I'm louder than it is, so as soon as I stop talking... it'll wind up the music. And it sounds much more professional to work with these two copies of Winamp to get your balance right than using just the advanced controls. And I've checked the microphone to get rid of it. So that is, in brief, how to work with talking over the top of the music. Obviously, because you've got the SQR crossfading plugin running on this copy that you're playing the music with, all the transitions between songs will be lovely. You can unmute the microphone at any time to talk over the top of your music. You have a very professional sounding option, and it is indeed how a lot of the broadcasters on ACB Radio Interactive who choose to broadcast with Winamp are doing it, and you all know how good they sound. So that is really it. We may come back for one more in this series that looks at a little bit of the basics of broadcasting with the Shoutcast server, because now that Live365 is charging, people keep saying, well, how can we have a practice on this? If you have a broadband connection, you can download the Shoutcast server and configure it and run it on your own server, at least to serve a few listeners and do a bit of testing with. We'll cover the basics of that in one final installment of this series. If you have any questions, please drop me an email at mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. We do have a kind of a synopsis, a text version of these instructions. If you go to interactive.acbradio.org and you choose the link about becoming a broadcaster, a lot of this is explained there, and we're always keen to hear from people who would like to broadcast on ACB Radio Interactive. We've got a real full schedule, but we'll always try and make room. Thanks for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.